Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. In the company where I am employed, we have a great number of varied jobs and position titles. Each is doing a job that differs somewhat from the others, yet all are doing the same job, for all these efforts are designed to promote the cause of the company as a whole. Therefore, all these daily tasks are really for the same purpose. A similar thing is true with regard to the tasks of which Paul the Apostle spoke in the 4th chapter of Ephesians. There, beginning at verse 11, he wrote that the Holy Spirit had enabled various men to function as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. If one were to analyze each of these job titles, he'd find that they all really involve the teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The purpose for so much declaration of the truth is given in the verses that follow. It perfects the saints. It promotes and commissions the work of the ministry. It edifies the body of Christ. It unifies the church in the common faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. It perfects us as we grow to the spiritual stature of the fullness of Christ. It makes us to grow from spiritual childhood to mature spiritual adults who are not as likely to be deceived by the cunning craftiness of the devil's agents. By these remarks, it is clear that proclamation of the Word is essential for the church's well-being and cannot be replaced in its important function. Yet Paul cautioned at verse 15 that the truth of the Word was to be spoken in love as we progress toward the goal of spiritual growth. To be sure, the message of the gospel is one of love, not hate. Its purpose is to save by warning men of that which condemns and enlightening him about that which redeems. To be sure, the truth of Scripture is of eternal and priceless worth. It would be a tragedy to present it in such a way as to make it seem undesirable. According to Scripture itself, most will reject the truth simply because they prefer the spiritual darkness. For those that will accept it, those with knowledge of it, are obliged to present the truth in the spirit in which God gave it. At the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul noted that even if a man were gifted with the ability to speak both the languages of man and even heaven's angels, his speech would be most obnoxious if it were not spoken in love. As a matter of fact, no measure of spiritual gift or faith or work would be of any value to the man who performed these things without love. The Lord came in love. He died in love. He rose in love. He lives in love, and John declared that he is love. His word must be shared in that spirit. May God bless you, and may you have a great day.